Clive Bull on LBC.
LBC, I'm Clive Bull. At nine, it's the Legal Hour. Barrister Daniel Barnett will be with me to answer your legal questions. So if you have a query, if you have a problem, call us right now and we'll get you set up for the Legal Hour. The number 0345 6060973. Call us for the Legal Hour. If you have a legal query, call us right now. We will take some more calls as well on Brexit labour shortages. First, though, more Trump news, as he says he is going to keep migrant families together. He signed an executive order, indeed. So let's cross to Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. So, Simon, has he backtracked?
Backtracked in a major way. I mean, describing this as a U-turn, describing this as a 180-degree reversal of direction doesn't quite do justice to the seismic nature of events that have taken place here just within the last few minutes. As President Donald Trump, in the Oval Office, signed an executive order saying that he didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. Families, of course, that were separated entirely because of policies that he implemented and he introduced. He also conceded that he'd received quite a lot of heat over this behind the walls of the White House itself in the family quarters from his wife Melania and his daughter Ivanka.
No, Ivanka feels very strongly. My wife feels very strongly about it. I feel very strongly about it. I think anybody with a heart would feel very strongly about it. We don't like to see families separated. At the same time, we don't want people coming into our country illegally. This takes care of the problem. Thank you very much, everybody.
But it doesn't entirely take care of the problem. President Trump says this is going to end family separations, and indeed, on the face of it, it will end future family separations, although the executive order is entirely silent about what happens to the thousands of children detained separately from their parents currently at the hands of federal authorities. And we've learnt just within the last hour or so from the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, that of over 200 children detained at a facility in the Bronx in New York, obviously a very long way from America's southern border, there is even a nine-month-old baby who has been separated from that infant's parents. So we don't know what kind of timeline there will be for those children to be reunited with their parents. And it's absolutely clear that when they are reunited with their parents, the way President Trump now envisages things working, they will all be held together in jail while the parents await criminal trial. That is guaranteed to face legal challenges in the courts, and it's far from clear that this executive order, like previous executive orders, the travel ban, remember that President Trump signed last year? It's far from clear that this will be legally upheld, because essentially what President Trump is now demanding is the right to detain children in jail with their parents for an indefinite period of time while legal proceedings are instituted against the parents. And that is going to be a very big ask of the courts here indeed.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks reporting from Washington on the latest.